Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is April 27th, 2017. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please, folks, make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. And in emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all of this and much more at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Remember, folks, prayer requests can also be sent by United States Postal Service and by email with your return address and your phone number to call you back. These requests will be printed out and taken to Wichita Mission Church, anointed with oil, prayed over, and sent back to you at your request with no solicitation for donations. In fact, as my wife says, we just throw them away. We don't keep your address. Remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, live on YouTube, and on some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Uganda, Tehran, Iran, Westminster, London, United Kingdom, Athens, Greece, and of course cities in the good old United States of America, such as Buffalo, New York, Long Beach, California, Toledo, Ohio, Fort Worth, Texas, Washington, D.C. These are just to name a few, of course. Wichita, Kansas remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they go to podcast later tonight. Let's also recognize that today was the National Day of Prayer, and President Trump signed an order to destroy the Johnson Amendment. Yes, the late President Johnson had an amendment that stopped preachers from talking politics from the pulpit. So I say now to church pastors, now that the ball is back in your court, stand up and speak out about what's evil. You're not now being forced to be politically correct. So you have no excuse, and there is no covering for being quiet. Now a prayer will bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray, Father, I really pray radio tonight goes according to your will, and that folks that you give the folks understanding for the message that they're about to receive. Lift the veil from their eyes and anoint our guests tonight. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, tonight's guest has a timely warning for America tonight. You see, with so many thinking that with a Donald Trump win for president, everything is just fine. Well, not everybody has that message. And tonight, our guest, Benjamin Faircloth, who is president and founder of the World Outreach Ministries International, and is also the pastor of the United Church in Livonia, Georgia. Anyway, his wife, Jennifer, is also a pastor at United Church, which is birthed out of a desire to see the glory of God restored to the church and help others discover their destiny in Christ. Benjamin has been in the ministry since 1991. He is a writer of articles, newsletters, and teaching syllabus, ebooks, and other printed media. Pastor Faircloth has been on many cutting-edge prophetic radio and internet programs. I know he's been on with Stan Johnson on the Prophecy Club. In fact, that's where I came across him from. And he has been seen weekly on the Now Network, YouTube, and on the LaCie shortwave radio. His greatest passion, of course, is pursuing the presence of God and winning humanity to Christ. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. So welcome now, Pastor Benjamin. Are you there with me?
Yes, sir, Pastor Dan. Thanks for having me on. I'm very humbled, sir.
Well, I read your message that you did it on the Prophecy Club program or something, but I read the printed out version of it, and I was moved by it. And so then I asked Stan for your website, and now here we are. You have a very timely message. I listened to that Ezekiel, Ezekiel 2?
5. Ezekiel 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. Why don't you take us in? Where do you see that we're at? I mean, take us into your message.
Well, again, thanks for having me on. We're in the hour where suddenlies are about to take place in our nation, and we're not ready for these things. First of all, the church, pastors, leaders, they have not prepared the flock for what's about to take place. And so we are really ill prepared for the judgments of God because we preach a message that's watered down. We preach a gospel that has been hollowed out of holiness and righteousness and the fear of God. We have more entertainment and entrapment in the church than we do consecration and seeking the face of the Father. And so my message that I have, it's an end time message. It's not a popular message among those who are living a Hollywood lifestyle in the pulpits, but for those who are remnant and that love God and are looking for the appearing of Jesus Christ, this is a very resonating message. Because it's not only coming from preachers and personalities on radio programs and television, it's coming from grandmas and grandpas and people out in farms in Idaho and Kansas and all around America and literally around the world. We're receiving the same message that judgment is beginning in the house of the Lord and that God is going to deal with America. Now, again, that is not a very popular statement, nor is it a very popular message among those who really don't understand the fear of God and understand that there is a recompense, there is a reward for our sin. And so basically, Pastor Dan, I've been preaching this message for a long while now of getting right before the Father, getting right in relationship. And what I mean by that is not getting perfect. We're never going to be perfect. You and I both have our flaws. And God's working on us, but the positive thing is we're allowing Him to work on us, and so it's not a message of perfection. It's a message of pursuit, the pursuit of God. How far are you willing to pursue God? And so with that message also comes the judgment for not pursuing God. And so the recent word that he gave me was Ezekiel chapter 5. And I encourage all your listeners to go back and read. Don't take my word for it. Read the word of God. That's the only truth. And you'll see the indictments that God has laid, I believe, at the nation's feet right now, at America's feet. And go ahead. Sorry.
I'm so in agreement with everything that you said so far. The church, let's just say most of the seems like mainstream church is putting up what we call, I guess it's called cheap grace. Seems to be no repentance of sin. You're supposed to go into the house of God and be convicted of the things so that you can, be better. You can knock those things off. No, we're not perfect, but we are supposed to strive to be holy, are we not? Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a work of perfection that's being done within us. And really, that's what holiness is. Holiness is not the outward appearance of a man. It's internal. Be you holy as I am holy. And the word that tells us that, we need to be conformed into the very image of Jesus. And that can only be done through transformation. And transformation can only come from transparency. And transparency is really the beginning of a holiness type of lifestyle where, you know, you go before the Father and you say, I have sin. You know, I have issues. I deal with anger. I deal with this or that. And, you know, I don't want to be that way. So transform me and renew me. And, you know, we're missing that today in the church. And I believe, Pastor Dan, a lot of that reason is because we have spineless pastors. They won't preach truth. They won't disciple. They won't say the hard things. They want to be favored, pampered, promoted, propped up, and all these different accolades of men and women to boost their ego. Well, the Bible clearly states, you know, to be a leader, to be an apostle, to be a fivefold minister, you know, we're the least. Paul said, man, I'm the least, and I'm the one that's supposed to be carrying the greater weight. So anyways, all that's indicative of where we are as a nation, because the church has not done what it's supposed to do. And I believe that's why Ezekiel chapter 5 is such a powerful warning to America. And can I read just a few verses from that, Pastor Dan?
Yeah, you most certainly can. Just let me throw in one little comment. I'm just almost shocked at the words that you're using, because the words that you're using are words that I've been saying on this radio program for a long time. I lay at the feet of the pastors the problems that we have with this nation that we shouldn't have if they would have just spoken up. Back to you, and go ahead. It's your program.
Well, Pastor Dan, I mean, exactly. You know, there should be confirmation among us and remnant. You know, we're all saying the same thing, and now we're all starting to come out of the woodworks, if you will. I prophesied years ago that voices would come out of the Appalachian Mountains and out of the swamps of Florida and all across America. People who've never heard of these names, great men and women of God who have spent time in the cave of Adullam with a giant killer named David. Of course, our giant killer is Jesus. And so you're going to see a plethora of mighty men and women of God with the spirit of Elijah raising up and coming on programs like yourself and yourself with this anointing and mandate. So I'm pumped. I'm excited about the hour that we're living in, because it is judgment, but it's also the hour of the great revival. But Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 6, I want your listeners to get their Bible and read this. But he says, and she hath change my judgments into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgment, and my statutes they have not walked in them. Right there, that's talking about the leadership of Jerusalem, the leadership of Israel. But prophetically, that is speaking to America. The American pastors, the Playboy Hollywood wannabe pastors, behind their pulpits, they've changed the word of God. They've changed the statutes of God. Now you can do anything you want to as far as sin is concerned, and God's going to look the other way. He's not the God of the Old Testament. He's gone away. The new God of the New Testament, you know, he's full of grace and full of mercy. And he'll excuse you as you fornicate and as you commit adultery with your secretary, or you have homosexual lesbian relationships. He'll excuse you now because it's all good because of Jesus. And that is so far from the truth. And that is exactly the same poison that was given to Eve has been given to our pastors and leaders today in the pulpit. And they're spewing that same poison onto our precious brothers and sisters out there who really don't study the Bible themselves, don't pray for discernment, and they're being deceived by these charlatans. And God says, I'm going to deal with you because you changed what I said. Now, Pastor Dan, I'm sure you're a father. I'm a father. If I relay information to my children or to people underneath me, I don't want my words changed. I want exactly you to say and do what I told you to do. And that's what the Father did. He said, here's the word. It's called the Bible. Preacher, preach the Bible. Not what your denomination tells you to do, not what headquarters tells you to do, not what the pamphlet tells you to do that you get every quarter. Preach the blessed word of God, anointed by the Holy Ghost, and God will bless you, and the nation will turn. But we're not seeing that today.
No, not at all. That's why, you know, I believe it was, you know, I honestly believe that our President Donald Trump is trying to do the things that he said in his campaign. He's no great saint, but the thing that he did today that he said he would do in his campaign promise, he said that he would try to take away the mandate that was put down by Johnson through the Johnson Amendment that stopped preachers or was supposed to stop preachers from talking about politics or whoever to be elected at the pulpit. Well, I believe when the Johnson Amendment came about, I think is in part what stopped the preachers from talking forward. Well, now today that has been signed, that they can speak from the pulpit. Now, I believe that they have no cover. They can't no longer say, well, I can't legally do it. So it's back to them. And now back to you, brother.
Well, I mean, we've had so many opportunities to stand up for the Word of God. This, to me, is not going to make any difference. There's a whole can to open up concerning this whole issue of that. And I'll wait for another program. But the reality is this, Pastor Dan, men of God and women of God better stand up and say something, or you're going to be rolled into the tide of judgment for not warning the people of sin. Listen, I'm not worried about the politics necessarily. I'm worried about the sin. I'm worried about the condition of the heart of men and women in the streets today, in life in general, or in the skyscraper in business. It's the souls that matter. And preachers need to preach again, regardless if it means handcuffs and losing everything you have. And so we're going to find out. Yeah, I agree with that aspect. We're going to find out. But I believe it's going to be just another normal day for Mr. Preacher Man when he gets up on Sunday morning. Because if it takes a law to give you a backbone, then you really don't have a backbone. The Holy Ghost needs to give you a backbone. You got to have a burning desire of this word right in front of you to say with its indelible mark in your heart, I'm going to preach thus saith the Lord. I don't care what you do or take.
Amen. I totally agree with you. My real point is to warn the pastors that you don't have that lie covering of anymore. It is now time to speak out, and it has been time to always speak out, just as you said. So I do want you to get on with your message, but I've got to ask you this question. So we see we're on agreement of the condition of the shepherds that are there in the flock, the pastors.
Yes, sir.
How did they get here? What happened?
Well, how did they get here in this condition? Well, I think it goes back to money. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money's not evil. It's the love of it. And I think what happened is the church got so blessed, they forgot the blesser. We've gotten so large in our ministry, multiplied millions of dollars. I know what I and you can do with multiplied millions of dollars. But what these guys have done is taking this money and built a kingdom unto themselves. And again, going back to Ezekiel chapter 6, actually verse 6 and 7 is the indictment that's upon the church today. You know, we've changed those laws and customs of the Word of God because we got so blessed. And Pastor Dan, I think that's what happened. You know what happens to people in business. They become successful, then they forget the people. And once they forget the people, then there's no more customer service. And once you lose customer service, then you have a lack of quality and so on and so forth. And we've done the same thing in the church. You know, we don't have, if you will, customer service, because we don't go to the CEO. We don't go to the Father and get the word from him. You know, what is he saying to your people? Pastors are influenced by those on television, and so they take sermons from them, and they try the same gimmicks they do, hoping to, again, get more nickels and noses. So for me, Pastor Dan, I think it goes back to the love of money, pursuing the things that are filthy liquor, the things that bring forth pride, instead of just being base and humble before your God, to walk circumspectively, to say, Jesus, what do you want to say to a perverse, wayward nation? And we've lost that.
Amen. I believe in part it goes back to, and again, I lay it actually at the government's feet, when churches, the government started taking over charity. It used to be, you know, if a guy or a woman, man and woman, a family, the husband lost a job. By the time the husband decided that they needed help, they knocked on the door of the church. By the time they knocked on the door of the church, the pastor, because they was in their neighborhood, already knew all about them. The church was ready to help them, lift him up, help him with a job, so on and so forth. Government took over charity, and when they took over charity and also made the church richer at the same time by this Johnson Amendment with the 501(c) getting the numbers, then they were allowed to get more money, but then they started turning away from using that money for evangelism, for the poor, and the things that are supposed to be used for, and started building these great palaces that come right, you're right, come right out of Hollywood back to you.
Well, absolutely. The Lord gave me a vision several years ago that I saw mega churches burning in large cities. And what it was is during the financial Holocaust that's coming, people were literally coming to these mega churches, knocking on the door, banging on the door for food, for resources, for some type of support, and they didn't have it. And they literally burnt these churches down. And I believe we'll see that in the coming chaos and crisis in America, because they're going to go to these charlatans. They're going to ask them, where is the food? Look at this building you have. Where's the material? Where's the supply for our needs? And these pastors, these charlatans, these hirelings, these showboats, they're not going to be ready for the onslaught that humanity is going to bring to them. Because you're right. We're the ones supposed to be the life source for our community. I've said this for the longest time. I appreciate Red Cross. I appreciate all these different organizations. But it ought to be the Church of Jesus Christ standing in the front yard of somebody's home that has burnt down, or, you know, a tragedy in the community. It should be the church. We're the first responders. But we backed away from that, Pastor Dan, and you're doing a phenomenal job. I've had a chance to look over your ministry site with the homeless. I mean, that's where it's at. That's where the kingdom is at, and that's where the blessings are. But we don't do that anymore, because we need to build a new coffee shop. We need to build a new fellowship hall. It is absolutely ridiculous where we are in America, but yet it's indicative of the fact that judgment is coming, because we changed the laws. He said, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give shelter, provide, watch over the widows, you know, take care of the elderly, and so on and so forth. It's hard to find churches that, you know, they may have programs that look like it, but really the passion's not there for the church.
Okay, we're getting ready to go to break in about a minute, but before, I'm going to ask you to give your web information, but I will say this, you know, and it'll give you some food for thought. I have some of these, the congregational people from some churches bring us their food from their food banks, because they don't give it out. It gets outdated, so they'll bring me their food. Anyway, tell them where you're at, and we'll come back and 3 minutes.
Awesome. We're located in Livonia, Georgia, and my website is ignitedchurchlife.com, and you can get all our ministry information right there, ignitedchurchlife.com.
And folks, when this goes to podcast later on after this program, wherever you find it in podcast, you will also find a direct link to their website. You need to go check them out. He's got I call them wonderful messages, but if you're not ready for a message or warning, then you need to be there if you're not ready for a message or warning, because you need his message. We'll be back in 3 minutes. back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to the Science Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, this is time I always ask you to pray about a donation for the Wichita Mission Church for the homeless and poor. Well, of course the homeless are poor, but we're also talking about the folks that are just barely keeping a roof over their head, that come from all over the city looking for prayers, looking for Bibles, looking for food, clothing, and so many things that they just don't have enough to pay for. I mean, folks, the economy, and I know most of you even know this, the economy is still really bad out there. Yes, we got a new president, and prayerfully the economy will turn around. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is there are so many people out there that are hurting and need help, and they go to a place like us. Why do they go to a place like us? Well, you think, well, there's lots of agencies. Well, folks, we are the last hope for so many, and we are responsible to care one for another. We are brothers keepers. People, the agencies send people to us because even the agencies knows that they have this checklist. And if the person doesn't fall into the checklist, then they can't help them. We don't have any rules. We don't have any programs. The only programs I have is radio programs. People walk in the door and ask for what they need. That's the program, so to speak. And if we don't have what it takes to fill their need, we pray it in. We're getting ready to start our 18th year in June. And we've helped thousands upon thousands of people, and it just came from folks like you that listen to this radio program that make donations, because this ministry sells nothing, nothing at all whatsoever. So pray about it. We could use your help for all kinds of things, King James, large print Bibles, food, clothing, all those things, especially you folks in Wichita. You could drop off clothing. We can use it in men's, women's, children's clothing, everybody. Because we help whoever walks in the door. And if you need a prayer, don't be afraid to walk in. We'll anoint you with oil and we'll pray over you. And folks, remember, all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. If you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime, as it's not free, and donations is what keeps us on the air, as we, again, we sell nothing. You can donate online or make by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all of this information at prophecyhour.com. And now we're going to continue with this warning for America from Benjamin, Pastor Benjamin Faircloth. Are you still with me, Pastor?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, my heart's really in the place that I just feel like I want to let you talk. I want you to give your message to the people. So just take us back into your warning, because I know you have a warning to say.
Absolutely. Let me just encourage everybody to support the ministry that Pastor Dan is doing there in Kansas, man. What a phenomenal thing that you're doing there. God's really into that. I'm telling you, taking care of the homeless and feeding those that can't take care of themselves, man. That is kingdom right there. Absolutely, Pastor Dan, you know, we're in this hour of such instability, and people know that. People who are out of the church, they're not born again, they know something's wrong. It's amazing to me that the world, the pagan world, knows more about what's happening than some of the preachers today. But the reality is we're living in times that are non-sustainable. We cannot sustain the way we're going right now. We cannot sustain the sin. We cannot sustain the economy. We cannot sustain the politics. We cannot sustain all of the things that we are doing as a people and as a nation. There has to be a breakdown and a breaking point somewhere. And I believe the prophetic community is speaking to that, and the warnings are getting closer and closer, like giving, you know, time for birth, the birthing pains. We're feeling them, we're sensing them. And so my message is of judgment, but my message is also of hope, because not only is God going to deal with the unrighteousness of our nation, he's also going to pour out his spirit upon the remnant church. He's going to pour out his blessing upon those who are pursuing him, that are passionate for him. Because just like you're doing there in your ministry, who's going to rescue these in the inner cities and the large cities when chaos comes, when invasion comes, when natural disaster comes? Who is going to be there? It's not going to be the government. The government doesn't have the ability, nor do they have the anointing to do what needs to be done. Only the church can rise and be who she's supposed to be. And so I look, Pastor Dan, down the road, and I see the church really rising up triumphantly in a mighty way, being in the midst of chaos and crisis. So our finest hour is not yesterday, back in the healing revivals of the 50s and the movement of the 60s. I believe the greatest hour of the church is right now. But we have to get to judgment. We have to get through the chastening of the Lord, the punishment, if you will, that's coming to this nation. Again, verse 7 says this, Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 7, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because you multiplied more than the nations." There's no nation like America. There's no nation that has the food that we have, that has the armament and the military and all the greatness that we have. But we've multiplied to the point that we've become drunk. We've become blinded by being arrogant and by being ignorant to the laws of God. He goes on and says, "That are round about you and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgments, neither have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you." In other words, God said, you have become so pagan that even the pagans look better than you. There are nations of the world that are resisting our laws of homosexuality, that are resisting our laws of abortion, that are resisting our financial laws that cause imprisonment and chains to be wrapped around people. As you know, it's a banker's world. And so this is a tremendous an indictment. Verse 8 says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee." That's pretty heavy. It's not North Korea that's our enemy. It's not this nation or that nation that is our enemy right now. God is at odds with America, because you cannot kill babies like we do and have blood run underneath your streets as you walk into your stores and do all your stuff. You cannot have that in a nation and God just wink and say, well, you know, it was just a mistake. And the sin and the indictment is an indelible mark upon our nation. But watch this. He says, "I am against thee." And he says, "And will execute judgments in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations." I really believe, Pastor Dan, that worldwide revival will come when the nations watch America come to its knees because of our sin. They know we're that city that's upon the hill, that light that's upon the hill. They know that we are, you know, the greatest nation for preaching the gospel. And they know that God has been our protector. But I believe there's coming a day when America will go through such incredible crisis and chaos and calamity, even invasion of foreign armies and entities, to the point where we'll no longer be visible as a democracy, and the nations of the world will realize that God has judged America. That's a pretty heavy message, but if you read the rest of Ezekiel 5, that's where we're headed.
Amen. I believe you, brother. Let's go like this. Last week I was sent an article from somebody, and it was showing me what just went on in South Africa. They had a prayer meeting, and there was over 1.5 million people show up in the middle of nowhere, as it seems, for a prayer meeting. And, you know, how many people do you think we could get in America to a prayer meeting, brother?
Well, we're not going to see that until we have judgment. I appreciate all these ecumenical, evangelical people who came out during the campaign and, man, you know, go to the gazebo, go to the, you know, city hall, let's pray. And, you know, it was a couple thousand here and there. And, you know, rah-rah, shish kabob, let's have a cheerleading thing for a politician. How about Jesus Christ of Nazareth? How about for crying out to God, again, for killing 60 million babies and being responsible? The number, the statistic, Pastor Dan, is nearly 300 million babies worldwide. And we had a hand in that.
Yes.
And so we're not blameless. We have blood on our hands. We are a perverse, pagan, backslidden nation. We need God to deal with us. I'm not going to candy coat it. I'm going to tell it like it is. We are nasty before God. Our praise and our worship rises as a stench into his nostrils because we have paganism and New Age philosophy in our music and in our entertainment within our church. We are Babylonian, and we refuse to admit it. And we walk with pride and we say, well, look, we have cars, we have this, we have all buildings, we have all that. The blessings of God are not material. The blessings of God are found with peace in God and peace with God. No greater gift do I have right now, Pastor Dan, than the fact that I can lay my head down tonight knowing I've got peace with God. Should I not rise tomorrow, I'm in eternity forever. Buddy, that is peace that passes all of my understanding. And I want to say something about that prayer meeting you're talking about. I've been to one of those prayer meetings in Nigeria where over 500,000 Africans were there at Bishop David Obadio's ministry in Canaan Land, Nigeria. I was fortunate to be there. There was only 4 white people of over 500,000 people, and I loved every minute of it. And when I would lay down at night, Pastor Dan, in my room, it was like somebody put 2 shells to my ear. You know how you listen to the sea in the shells? I could hear those Africans still praising and praying and just worshiping God even as I slept. Amazing, amazing experience. And that left an indelible mark in my heart. So when I come back to America and I go and I see these churches that are just, you know, they're just Tupperware parties. They're just a place to get your conscience soothed and hear a nice, philosophical word to make you feel better for next week. You can't compare to what the raw movement of God is with this type of church that we have today. And again, I'm not bashing every church. There's some great churches all around America. Absolutely. But the point is, the whole of the church is sick. And so, yeah, I concur with you. And I believe, though, and this is what the Father told me. He said that the greatest revival would come out of the wreck and ruin and the ashes of our nation.
Amen. I agree with that. There is not, America has gotten to the place, it's too rich. It's too much entertainment. There is no time for Yeshua. I mean, and I'm going to ask my audience, when is the last, you want so much, when is the last time you actually did something for the Father and His Son? When is the last time that you did that, you know, from your heart? You know, brother, I started in different routes to go into the ministry, but the Father kept me up all night to do what I am doing now, and I am happy to do it. I mean, I am so happy to do what He wants me to do. After all, I'm down with the sinners. That's where I'm supposed to be. But you know what? These people that are poor and hardly have anything, whether it's the street people or the poor people that are barely keeping a roof over their head, they know Yahweh. They know God. They know that our Father, and they understand it. And these people are some of the people that are going to help the very people in these cities when they go down, because they do hear from Yeshua. Back to you.
Absolutely. You know, one of the first things I did in ministry when I gave my life to Christ was I went to the homeless. I street preached all in Miami, Florida, Lakeland, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, and different places that I've been to. And that's my first love and calling is evangelism. And you're absolutely right. As well as prisons and jails. We have an awesome jail ministry here at Ignited Church in Lavovia, Georgia. Last year alone, we saw 500 salvations. And we're on track to surpass that this year. And so I believe that. I believe the Elijahs. I believe the great men and women of God. They're not on TV right now. Oh, no. They're not on these high places and palaces that are polished and all this wonderful entrapments. I believe they're coming into your missions right now. I believe they're being born again in our jail ministry. I believe right now they're behind bars. I have said this for the longest, Pastor Dan, that the true church is not in the church right now. They're sitting in the bar. They're riding a Harley Davidson right now. Just gave up on church. They gave up on everything. They were hurt, whatever it may have been, but they're tender in their heart. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of the people in the world are better givers than those that attend church every single Sunday and Wednesday.
Yeah, amen to that. Absolutely. You know what? Really, here goes one. I had about 6-7 years ago. I had a brother, at least I thought he was a Messianic brother, and I still call him a brother, but he calls me up, and this is his outlook for the poor. He said, you know, we're in the process of slaughtering a cow, and we thought about you. And so I said, I thought, great, you know, there's going to be a donation of meat for the mission church. Yeah. Yeah. And he says, well, we thought you could use the entrails, the gut that you can have. And you know what? I really had to bite my born again tongue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And then you have these people that will drop off clothing and they'll be ragged clothing or whatever. And they want a tax receipt for it. You know, we can't have a tax receipt. We don't want to give you this. Well, right. Okay, I'll give you a thank you note, but I'll tell you what, you're not going to get any other reward out of it than that thank you note, because you're sure not going to be blessed for it. But you're right. There are so many, that's why I say the poor, the people that have nothing, when they come and they ask for prayer, they expect a miracle and they get a miracle. I've seen tumors healed. I've seen hearts healed. I mean, both broken-hearted spiritually, but broken-hearted that needed a surgery be healed over these last 17 years. And that's the kind of thing that we're going to see explode. I don't call miracles commonplace, but in the Wichita Mission Church, miracles are commonplace in the sense that they happen all the time so that we accept them. And so that's the way that it is among the poor. Like I say, it's not just the homeless that come, but it's homeless and poor. And I've had people come from other states to ask for prayer. Not that there's anything special. It's just that by their faith, they expect a miracle and they believe. And that's what has to come back to America. We have too many Christians that are just filled up. When it goes back to that. When do they ever have time for, that 1 hour a week on Sunday sometimes, you know? Or, well, I had to miss it this week because I slept in. You know what I mean? They need to live their whole life for Yeshua and not just a little hour a week. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we give God what is left, not what is right. And because of that, we find ourselves really poor and miserable and blind and naked. And the church doesn't see that. But when you give what is right to God and when you help the mission that Jesus started, and his mission was rescue. He was the greatest evangelist and still is the greatest evangelist. And we're supposed to do the Great Commission. And again, these are indictments against America and the church. You changed my laws and my statutes. Preacher, you got up there and you told folks they didn't have to pray, they don't have to really fast, they don't have to tithe, they don't have to do anything, they don't have to really help the homeless. All you need to do is show up and be a good person and everything's going to be fine. And that's so far from reality. And, you know, Pastor Dan, I believe that if we'll follow the Great Commission and sow into the Great Commission, we're going to find not only a blessing now, but we're going to find provision when famine gets here. And famine is coming to America. Just like you see day in and day out, those that are poor and homeless coming in for food, most Americans, and many Americans, I should say, there's a large statistic of Americans who are one paycheck away from homelessness.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's in the church, too. The guy that's wearing that fancy suit or that person that's putting on that facade and buying everything on credit. When this thing comes down, it will be the great equalizer. Go into Ezekiel chapter 5 and you'll find that God says, I'm going to break the staff of bread. To break the staff of bread means famine. And for America, famine can come through nuclear holocaust. It can come through an EMP. It can come through natural disaster. It can come from the banking system falling. I have a friend who's an executive in the auto manufacturing industry, and I found out today that company-wide, they just sent out a warning, Pastor Dan. This is fresh from this executive, that they're in a panic mode because of new car sales. Now, this has hit the news already, but this is now internal news for these large corporations, and this company's huge. So they're already panicking at the executive level. So what do? We have to prepare ourselves. We have to take these warnings, not just mine, but other warnings that come from the Father, from the Word of God, and prepare ourselves spiritually, number one. We've got to get our houses in order, Pastor Dan. We've got to get closer to Yeshua. We've got to get closer to the Father. We have to rid ourselves of the bondage of sin. I'm talking about the blatant things that we have, the habits, and ask the Holy Spirit to clean us and keep us clean. And then we have to do what we need to do in the natural, and that's prepare. The hour is late. This could be any day now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It could be any moment, any minute. It could all collapse right in front of it. And the warning has been being given for a while.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, at the first hour program, we blow the shofar is blown. You know, we put that on. When the Arab Spring started, that's when the Father put it on my heart and to blow that shofar, because the time got so much shorter. And I can't put my finger on it. Of course, he hasn't told me exactly when, but all these things that you're talking about, I believe are right there at the door. And the most important factor is just what you just said, is getting that personal relationship going, getting right with the Father and the Son, getting on your face. And once you have that personal relationship, he'll lead you in the rest. You know, we'll do what we can do, but he will miraculously, we'll see miracles. Back to you.
Absolutely. I wanted to say this before when you're talking about the missions and the homeless and all that. Who followed Jesus? Go back and let's look. Who followed Jesus? It wasn't all those in palaces and places of high authority, even though he had some and he reached some in those positions. But the majority of those who followed Jesus were people that were just common, who just were, you know, struggling with life or what have you, all walks of life. And look at the disciples. Look at this ragtag type of group that he assembled together to support the ministry and to leave a legacy of what he did on earth. This is what I'm saying. The greatest hour, Pastor Dan, is right before us, but we gotta be ready for what's going to rock our world. This world, our life, our democracy, our comfort, our economy, our convenience, all of these things are going to change and churn on a dime. It's going to be a suddenly, and it's going to be an instantly, and we are going to be in third world conditions. I've traveled to over 17 nations of the world. I understand third world conditions, and anybody that's ever gone into inner cities or places of poverty, that's third world. What are you going to do when it hits Main Street? What are you going to do when it hits Pennsylvania Avenue? What are you going to do when it hits your neighborhood? You know, we cannot live in this facade, plastic bubble of American consumerism that the church has been peddling and the church has been preaching. We can't live in that, because that is a false world. The reality is this. The nation of America has turned its back on God. I don't care how many times you say God bless America inside of a speech or who you have standing around you. If you still allow the sin of abortion, the sewage of pornography, the abomination of gay marriage, if you still allow these iniquities is a very heavy word. If we allow these iniquities to continue to stain our nation, God will have to do something. So that we don't, here's the key, we don't lose the future generation. He gave me a message a while back, Pastor Dan, and I know we're about to close here, but he said this to me about the heritage of children. and I'm paraphrasing it, but it was like this: what will be left for me? What will be left for God in the future generations if we're allowing pedophilia to take place in our schools? We're allowing basically pedophilia to take place by TSA. If we're allowing all this craziness and Common Core and atheism and now Satanism and Muslim teaching in our schools, if we're allowing all of these things to take and change the heritage of God's law, what will our children be in the future? We're leaving him nothing. We're leaving him absolutely nothing.
That's a chilling message. Absolutely. Well, brother, I'd love to talk with you again. I'd love to have you back on because I know that you have more to say, and I really like your message. There's nothing that I'm in disagreement with. But brother, we got to go. So please give the website, and we'll talk again.
Absolutely. Again, I just want to say thanks, Pastor Dan. I appreciate it. Everybody, please support his ministry. Get online and donate. You can go to our ministry at ignitedchurchlife.com and get all our contact information there. I really appreciate it, Pastor Dan.
All right. Well, thanks for being on, and we'll talk again. You be blessed, brother. Thanks for being on.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Well, folks, that was a message. I could not believe how his message resonated in the sense that, but I can believe it because that's of the Spirit. We are of the same accord. We're saying the same thing, the same thing. The message needs to be heard. Anyway, take it to prayer, visiting. But you must remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, 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 always be a blessing to others. How can you not be a blessing to others if you have the Holy Spirit within you and you're saved? I don't get it. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.